Hey, it's Erin here with a brand new episode of Open Swim, and I'm joined by Papaya Whip. Thank you so much for being here today, both of you.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So I want to start by talking about how you met and formed as a band.
Well, a couple years ago, I had started wanting to start a project, and I had looked around for people that I knew, and they were all very busy. So I resorted to what we do in dating, and I went online. I went to bandmix.com, and Ari was on there. I reached out to him. We got together with the guitarist we had at the time, and we really clicked, and it went really well. Eventually, though, the guitarist left, and we tried to find someone else, and they were all great, but they just didn't fit exactly what we wanted. So I got a bunch of effects pedals, and we took it from there as a duo, and here we are.
That's cool. Sometimes when you have, like, that perfect dynamic, you don't want to throw off the mix. You know?
Exactly.
So you guys have very lovely music. It's easy to listen to. It's easy to put all of your attention on or have it in the background while you're doing other stuff. And that's not always the case for a lot of artists. So kudos to having you're welcome. Something that you can listen to actively or have just while you're chilling doing other stuff, because I definitely did both of those things yesterday when I was listening to your new stuff. But first, I want to talk about who you're influenced by, both musically and from a songwriting perspective.
Ari, you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. Early on, I came from like a musical family, and my dad was kind of obsessed with the band Chicago, but later kind of branched out Red Hot Chili Peppers, kind of got onto hip hop with The Roots. My brother is also a bass player, which he brought in some jazz influence like Jaco Pastorius. So it kind of rounded me out a little bit. but recently it's been a lot of like Anderson .Paak, Nick Hakim, and Stan Bicknell, who's like a great drummer out in Australia.
And for me, I have a lot of wide influences, but definitely when I was growing up, Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers were a huge influence. And as I got older, I started spanning out into more experimental sounds. And recently I've been really into War Paint or Flaming Lip or Grizzly Bear. Those are all kind of off the beaten path, but still recognizable, still familiar. So I think that's where I draw a lot of my influence from.
And how does that inform your choices as a songwriter?
I don't know. You know, it just kind of comes to me, and it is what it is. I'll sit around on my bass, and I'll play around with something, and it'll inspire another idea. I'll hop on the computer, record something and on top of it, and then maybe bring it to Ari. And then we put something together, and it becomes what it is.
So in about 3 weeks, you have a brand new album coming out. You have a release party and everything all planned. So tell our listeners what they can expect.
All right. Well, it's going to be January 18th at Laser Wolf. And we're going to have some lovely support from Pavlov's Bell from Miami and also Woman House from Miami. We are planning kind of like a big deal out of this. We're having friends come over and help us make giant paper mache fruit.
We're
going to have projections, and we're also, hopefully, fingers crossed, going to have a friend who is going to make us some papaya ice cream to go with it all.
That is so cool.
Thanks.
You're welcome. It's really fun when, you know, a band takes the extra initiative and makes the effort to make something really special, not just musically, but, you know, visually and artistically as well.
Thank you. It's really special to me. This has been a project. I've always been a person in another person's band, and this is my first project, and I'm so lucky to have Ari with me. He's a great partner in music, and it's just something I wanted to really come to fruition. Pun is totally intended there.
No pun intended.
Fruition, I love it.
No, it was intended.
So what else can people look forward to in 2020 with Papaya Whip?
We're thinking about maybe doing a small Florida tour. We would love to do an East Coast tour, but that's all in the future, and we'd have to plan all that out. Otherwise, we're just going to continue and write new songs so that we can play new songs for our audiences.
Well, it sounds like you guys are having a blast. And where can people find your music and listen to it?
We're on Spotify, iTunes, apparently Napster. There's many different streaming things that we're going through thanks to DistroKid, but we're on all the major platforms, including YouTube as well.
That's so great. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes today to chat about your band, and I look forward to seeing you guys in the future.
All right. Thanks a lot, Erin.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.